In the lunchtime edition, about 24 lawyers protest outside the new court complex at Coleridge Street over lack of parking. The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, promises the parking issues will be addressed. The Revenue Authority put in another almost 50 properties on the auction block next month as it continues to try to collect millions owed. An exploding electric meter causes a fire scare at a St. Michael's supermarket, which has been evacuated. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Lawyers have staged a protest outside the new court complex at Coleridge Street in the city, complaining about lack of parking for them. And the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, promises the issue will be addressed. Marty Garnes, convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association, sees the lack of provision for attorney parking as a sign of disrespect for the work of lawyers. Last week, a group of attorneys from the Pilgrim & Associates law firm wrote the acting registrar of the Supreme Court stating that they had taken the decision to absent themselves from the Henry Ford and David Simmons judicial complex due to what they said was the failure to address or rectify their concerns about having access to the courts. The letter, dated November the 9th, and which was signed by senior counsels Andrew Pilgrim and Angela Mitchell-Giddens, noted that the complex houses the numbers 2A, 3A, and 4A criminal high courts, as well as the District A1 and A2 magistrates' courts. It pointed out that parking is provided for court staff and prosecutors, but not attorneys. Mr. Garnes gathered with about 20 other attorneys this morning outside the court complex to state their concerns.
It's just a group of attorneys that we try to access the court via the vehicles. We're not allowed access, and that comes back to the main issue, because I know, for example, that a lot of persons take it that this right now is just about parking. It is not simply about parking. This is a part of a larger issue, a bigger picture, in the sense that it's the lack of respect that you have towards attorneys and the role that they play as part of key stakeholders in the criminal justice system and the justice system on a whole. Because the reality is you cannot have justice in bars without having an attorney.
He also complains about the parking at the Supreme Court complex at White Park Road.
We've identified issues in the parking up at the Supreme Court complex. Again, this morning we go there, guess what it is that we see? The back part of the car park is now blocked off. So now you're literally causing a bottleneck now, and you're putting attorneys in a position where they have to park in the no parking section. And then when you come out from court now, you see a parking ticket on your vehicle, and that is not right. So if it is that we can't get this most reasonable request started out, all we're asking is just go to the back to park. That's it. Everyone else this morning, prosecutors could park, marshals could park, judges could park, magistrates could park, but not the lawyers. Law Reform Commission could park, legal aid could park, but not the lawyers. The people who actually access the court daily. That is wrong.
Marty Garnes, convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association. Meantime, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, tells Starcom Network News the parking matter will be dealt with.
In the last 2 years, we increased in the amount of parking spaces available at the White Park Road complex because we understood that there was not enough parking for attorneys. Members of the public park in that car park and go to town and do the business. Some park there and go to work. So we increased the amount of parking that is available on that location. So really there should be little difficulty or little issues. Nonetheless, I'm able to say that I did take a look at the space that is available at the location, and I believe that very shortly we will have parking available for the attorneys.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, in the lunchtime edition. An exploding electric meter has caused a fire scare at the Lionel C. Hill supermarket at Roebuck Street, St. Michael. The supermarket has been evacuated. Station officer at the Barbados Fire Service, Emerson White, says that just before 11 a.m., they received a call about smoke coming from the building.
The first responding appliance arrived on the scene at 11:01 to identify that it was an electrical fire. And as you can see, we have a burnt out meter, and we responded with two fire appliances, one from the port side and one from the Pine Fire Station with 8 fire officers under my command.
Adrian Kelman, who was a driver at the supermarket, spoke of what happened.
And I was going to go somewhere with the van, and I, when I went to pull my door here, pass, bubble, buff, and I ran from the van, and I went into the road over to the BLP. I saw all of the workers running out of the supermarket, calling for help, because it was really scary, you know, it was frightening, you know, like the noise, you know, and them in the custom and nothing like that. So then the police passed the same thing, he said what was going on, and he called the fire service the same thing.
General Manager of the supermarket, Jared Ashby, says the business will remain closed until investigations have been completed and the building is deemed safe.
I had a shouting and screaming from my staff about half an hour ago that there was a fire. Everybody ran out the building and collected in the design area. I looked, the transformer on the pole blew up, which in turn blew up my electrical meter, which in turn blew up all of the fuse boxes inside the building. There was some smoke, but there was no fire, nothing. We were pretty safe. Basically, we're shut down. Electrically, even though we have a backup generator, everything runs through the fuse boxes. So since they've blown up, we're effectively shut down and lost all business until this can be repaired. We've contacted Barbados Light and Power. They're sending a repair crew to set as soon as possible. And I've contacted my electrician to replace the panels in the building.
That's Jared Ashby, the general manager of the Lionel C. Hill supermarket. The Barbados Revenue Authority will be auctioning another 44 properties and has given the owners until December the 13th to pay the land tax arrears. In a notice of sale published in the press, the revenue commissioner has ordered the sale by public auction of lands in an effort to try to collect some of the millions owed. The minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, this year noted there has been a noticeable increase in the number of people coming forward to pay arrears. Counselors were called in this morning at the St. Michael's School as students, parents, and staff, some in tears, shared their deep grief over the weekend suicide of a female sixth form student. This morning, candles were lit near the St. Michael's School principal's office to honor the former student. Some of the parents told Starcom Network News of their concern about the emotional challenges some young people may be going through.
Condolences firstly go out to the family, and suicide at any level is always a hurt in the community. Mental health is really serious, and we need to try to help our children in the best way we can.
Well, I'm getting upset. It's absolutely devastating, because obviously I just think about my son. I know with the lockdowns and everything that's been going on, that probably hundreds, probably thousands of children worldwide have taken their lives, and it's a massive concern of mine. I think it's important to actually, it's because it's this fine line, do you talk to your kids about it or do you not, because you don't want to put the ideas in their head. At the same time, you have to let them know that if these thoughts do enter their heads, that they can come and talk to you about it, and I think that's probably the way to go.
Life is rough, and just because people are young does not mean that they don't have their own issues and things that they're going through, and it is not as though everyone has a sense of security to be able to open up when they need to, or sometimes people just feel very hopeless. It is across the board.
CARICOM has expressed horror and concern at what it describes as a catastrophic humanitarian crisis in Gaza that continues to worsen. In a brief statement, CARICOM said that it also is concerned at the mounting death toll, including women and children, particularly in Gaza, but also in other areas of the occupied Palestinian territory. In a statement, CARICOM calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, the immediate release of all hostages, and for their humane treatment at all times in compliance with international law. Meantime, fierce fighting is continuing near hospitals in the northern Gaza Strip, with the World Health Organization saying the Al-Shifa site is not functioning as a hospital anymore. Our top stories. About 24 attorneys at law protests outside the new court complex at Coleridge Street over lack of parking there. The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, promises the parking issues are being addressed. The Revenue Authority put in another almost 50 properties on the auction block next month as it continues to try to collect millions owed. An exploding electrical meter causes a fire scare at a St. Michael's supermarket, Lionel C. Hill, which has been evacuated. Parents and students at the St. Michael's School expressed their deep grief over the weekend suicide of a sixth form student. And CARICOM states its concern over what it calls the catastrophic and worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.